This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After the bodies of 16 Israeli hostages were found in a tunnel in southern Gaza, Israelis reacted with shock and anger, some blaming the Israeli government for not reaching a ceasefire deal with Hamas. Israel's largest labor union even announced a general strike Monday. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The murdered hostages included Hirsch Goldberg Polin, a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. Israeli Army spokesman Daniel Hagari says the six were murdered by Hamas terrorists shortly before soldiers reached them. He said they had been abducted alive and their bodies were found during combat in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, near where Israeli troops rescued a Bedouin hostage alive last week. The Israeli press says that rescue may have provoked Hamas to kill the six hostages, fearing the Israeli soldiers were getting closer. It was also reported that three of the six killed were set to be released on humanitarian grounds in the first stage of a ceasefire, including Goldberg Polin and two women. Linda Gradstein for VOA News. Jerusalem.
Palestinian health authorities and United Nations agencies have begun a large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip. Moscow on Sunday claimed to have intercepted 158 Ukraine-launched drones overnight.
The local government says several Russian missiles hit Kharkiv, injuring at least 40 people, including five children. The news follows a busy weekend of cross-border attacks in which Russia says it intercepted and destroyed 158 drones launched from Ukraine. But some of the drone attacks appear to have caused damage, with Russian officials saying falling debris caused a fire at an oil refinery near Moscow. Damage was reported at a power station serving as one of the largest energy producers in central Russia.
VOA's Arash Arabizadeh. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is making the longest, farthest, and most challenging trip of his pontificate. When he goes to Asia and Oceania this week, he's expected to clock 32,814 kilometers by air alone. During his September 2nd through 13th visit to Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore, that far raises and surpasses any of his previous 44 trips and notches one of the longest papal trips ever in terms of days on the road and distances traveled. It's not a small feat for a pope who turns 88 in December, uses a wheelchair, and lost part of his lung to a respiratory infection as a young man. Authorities in the South American country of Guyana say that they have seized more than 3,600 kilograms of cocaine found in a lush jungle near the border with Venezuela.
It's considered the biggest in recent history, and Guyana's security minister told reporters on Sunday he estimates the drugs are worth at least $200 million. The drugs were found in earthen pits in Guyana's northwest region, officials said. Police arrested one suspect and said they were looking for two more who fled the scene. Guyana's police and military, along with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, were involved in the operation. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The alternative for Germany, or AfD, was on track to become the first far-right party to win a regional election in Germany since World War II, according to projections, giving it unprecedented power even as other parties aim to exclude it from office. Reuters, Angela Johnston.
I think the mood is very clear. People want change, said Bjorn Höcke, who leads the AfD in the state. He's the party's most extreme and controversial figure. He was fined this year for using a banned Nazi paramilitary slogan. Thuringia Premier Bodo Ramelow's party was battered, despite his own personal popularity. He said all democratic parties now had to work together.
Ich kämpfe gegen die Normalisierung des Faschismus.
I am fighting against the normalization of fascism, he said.
Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board continue to collect evidence at the scene of a commercial bus crash in Mississippi. Killed seven people and injured dozens of others. National Transportation Safety Board says a 2018 Volvo bus was traveling westbound on Interstate 20 near Bovina early Saturday when it left a left front tire failed and the vehicle veered onto an embankment and overturned. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.